10 additional things that never happened to Buffy Summers. A Buffy the Vampire Slayer crossover fic. Written by Jedi Buttercup. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Star Wars. Never had a brother. Buffy wiped her mouth with a grimace of distaste, wondering yet again why she'd let Xander pick her costume. She'd managed to deflect him from gold bikini Leia to the white robes version, but she had given in, leaving the noblewoman's dress behind. She decided she'd rather not be that obvious that she wanted Angel's attention. Whatever goal Xander had wanted when he'd chosen her princess gear, however, had backfired on him. He'd dressed as Luke, and now, after their adventures as their costumes, she couldn't help but think of him as a brother. A brother that she'd actually kissed. Yuck. Godzilla. Never faced a dragon. The sword fell from Buffy's hand, clattering to the asphalt as she stared up at the scaly behemoth racing through the city. Giles had tried to warn her, but she'd been distracted worrying about Angelus, who still prowled Sunnydale while they pursued this greater threat. She'd brushed off his concern. It hadn't seemed possible that anything could really be that big. Godzilla passed her by, taking a flying leap into the river, and disappeared swiftly beneath the surface. Buffy took a shaky breath and turned away. Demon or not, maybe they'd be better off leaving this one to the military. Boondock Saints. Never been a guardian angel. From the looks of the brothers, they'd been drinking for hours, waving cigarettes around and getting chummy with the bartender. Their accents were Irish, not British, but Buffy felt a wave of nostalgia for Spike all the same. Why the Oracles hadn't assigned her to him, she had no clue. Why the McManus boys deserved some heavy-duty guardian angelness, she didn't know either. But she'd chosen to keep fighting the good fight this time, and this is where she'd been sent. Hours later, as a pair of Russian bozos burst into the boys' loft, she began to get the idea. The Island. Never been a guinea pig. Spike stared, stunned, at the luminous, healthy woman standing before him. He hadn't known the Council had preserved the Prime Slayer's DNA, but it wasn't really a surprise. She'd died a decade ago, and none of the Slayers had been as strong since. Of course they'd wanted to research why. The only real surprise was that this clone, Summer 6 Echo, hadn't let the breakout. Slayer, he breathed, at a loss for words. She frowned, staring at him in confusion. Then her expression cleared. Spike? She said tentatively. If his soul had a clause, it would have left him then. Jumanji. Never visited the jungle. Buffy sat down, mildly puzzled that no one had left yet, or seemed to even want to leave. Remarkably non-disastrous, so far as Buffy birthdays went. But with both Spike and Richard there, she felt a little claustrophobic. She glanced over her pile of presents again, and pulled out the game Richard had brought. Board games weren't really her thing, but maybe they could burn some time with it. She gathered the others, and Xander rolled to go first. The game read back a clue. Monkeys show the expedition. No parties ever again, she thought, despairing, as chittering sounds filled the house. Silmarillion. Never slew a Balrog. Buffy had no idea what had gone wrong with the fourth, and supposed to be last, time she'd died. But the place she'd woken up afterwards? Definitely not her world's version of heaven. Sure, the Mandos guy had been pretty impressive, and he'd given her an amazingly pointy-eared new body, but why he'd seemed to think she was some great warrior with unfinished business in some place called Middle-earth, she hadn't the slightest idea. She wasn't feeling too upset about it, though, because the guy they were sending her with, tall, golden-haired, blue-eyed, unbelievably gorgeous, and attentive. A girl could get used to that. The Next Generation. Never been put on ice. Buffy was highly peeved to awaken the year 2364. She'd asked her friends to just let her die this time. The disease she had was painful and always fatal, but at least she'd known heaven would be waiting. Instead, they'd apparently had her frozen on a satellite. The spaceship people that revived her, and three other almost corpses, told her she'd been listed as Watchers Council Executive. Luckily, the British-sounding captain, pick a card or whatever, knew what that meant and gave her a comm address for the Watchers Earth HQ. Boy, were they going to be surprised to hear from her. The Rock. Never been spied upon. How'd you find us? Buffy asked, gazing across the conference table at the latest Slayer interviewee, Carla Godspeed. She was married with a young kid, at least a decade older than Buffy, and never in the potential program. She was the kind of activated slayer the new council usually had a hard time finding. For the first time, however, strangely, such a slayer had come looking for them. Carla glanced over at her husband. Stanley shook his head slightly, and Carla turned back with a smile. Let's just say we know a lot about a lot of things we shouldn't. Due south. Never met a Mountie. Buffy tried hard not to drool over the tall, gorgeous, red-clad Mountie as she questioned his spiky-haired American associate. If she'd known they made guys like that up here, she might have made a visit to the Land of Snow years ago. Yeah, I remember a Hank Summers, Ray said, frowning. What about him? He was my dad, Buffy said. I was trying to find him to settle the custody issue with my sister, but then I found out he was dead, and his killers were last seen. Roy put a hand over his face. Not again, he said, groaning. Pirates of the Caribbean 2. Never knew her own bearing. Anya watched thoughtfully as Buffy drifted aimlessly through the magic box. It was a good thing she wasn't an employee anymore. Anya appreciated her desire to earn money, but she had no salesperson's instinct. After a while, Buffy paused at a low table displaying Caribbean artifacts and lifted a small, strange-looking compass in one hand. Anya's breath caught as she saw it. She'd tested it on Xander the day before and been very relieved to see it point towards herself. But as she watched, in Buffy's hands, it spun aimlessly. Heaven has no direction, Anya thought with a frown.